Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We'll get to Beat the Bank Kids Edition here in just a minute, but Kid Nation, we just got hit up by Gwen Stefani.
We did?
Because she wants to hook you up with something.
Oh.
So this is what the truth feels like. It's Gwen Stefani's new album. In fact, it was like trending worldwide. She's all excited about it. She's been tweeting up a storm.
Cool.
So she's got the singles Used to Love You, Make Me Love You, plus Fetty Wap is featured on Asking For It.
Oh.
Oh, Fetty Wap.
We're going to have a free download codes all day long today for her album. Just keep an eye out on the Kid Nation Facebook page. Throughout the day, we're going to post some codes. Be quick and you can score Gwen Stefani's new album. And big thanks to Interscope Records and, of course, Gwen Stefani for hooking you up, Kid Nation.
Good her.
Thank you.
Her and Blake releasing albums similar times. I like that.
Look at that.
So sweet.
That's our power couple right now.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so make sure Kid Nation Facebook page, look out for them codes, and then go get yourself that album. And children, it is time. Al, you got it?
Come on.
Let's go.
Beat the kids.
So awkward.
Senior pranks can be fun. Mine was bad. Had to run. Beat the kids.
Oh, man. Your senior prank was...
Mine was so stupid.
What was it?
It was my idea.
You had the idea for the whole senior class?
I had the idea.
Al, I got this.
I had the idea. So we had an A building and a B building. We're going to line up our seniors from one building to the other, about one person every 10 or 15 feet, so that if we couldn't get caught, you know, so we'd be able to give each other instructions or whatever.
Yeah.
So our idea was to turn the power off in the entire school. We had one guy over here in the electrical room in this building A, and I was in building B. The first switch I hit is the power in the room that I'm in.
That's Al for you. That is so Al for you.
I'm like, oh! And I couldn't see it to turn it back
scared.
On. So, fail.
Yeah.
I've had fail bits all my life.
You're consistent.
I am consistent.
But
and
you
that's
went
a
first.
Positive.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Failed bit.
My man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want somebody to fail here with Beat the Bank.
No!
We were looking for boys or girls between the ages of 5 and 15 for this round of Beat the Bank.
Ooh.
If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll play again less than an hour from now. But right now, it's all about you, Gabby. How are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
How old are you, Gabby?
I'm 14 years old.
14.
All right.
You're on spring break this week?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, nice. What have you been up to?
Well, all week I've been volunteering at with my school student council to a bunch of KLRN events. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's basically PBS. It's a kids network station.
Whoa. Wow.
That is really good.
So you actually kept working during spring break.
You.
Yeah.
Well done.
You're going to be ruling the world.
You know what? And she deserves to be rewarded.
She does.
Very nice, Gabby. Very nice.
I'm glad you got through, Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I was hoping to become a marine biologist. I'm actually in a magnet program right now.
Magnet?
Either that or a cheerleader, huh?
What?
I don't know. It's just random.
Are you saying cheerleaders can't do that, Al?
No, I'm just saying if that doesn't work, maybe you could be like
as
a cheerleader.
As long as she didn't say singer, I'm good with it. Every girl wants to grow up to be a singer.
Yeah, right?
Marine biologist.
So, Gabby, what are you hoping for inside this vault?
I do not know. Maybe like an iPhone or even better, like a TV. Because right now I still have the big box one.
The old school TV. I got you.
I feel you.
All right, Gabby. Well,
good luck, man.
Here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the vault. We're going to throw prizes your way. They're going to increase in value the longer you stay in there. When you hear one you like or you think it's gone as high as it's going to go prize-wise, you yell stop for us. Make sure we can hear you, and that's what you will win. But if you stay in there too long and it closes on you, you get nothing, Gabby, and we don't want that because we really like you a lot.
Aw, I like you guys too.
Aw. Thank you. We would even say we love you, Gabby.
Oh, wow.
I think it's progressive.
I love you guys too.
Yeah.
Aw.
All right, Gabby.
Every morning.
Well, thank you, we wish you the best of luck, and let's get ready to play
Beat the Bank!
Kids Edition. Good luck.
$100 iTunes gift card. $200 Amazon gift card. $300 gift card to Toys R Us.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Gabby!
Oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Oh, man.
Oh, Gab. Gab's good.
I thought it would go higher than Toys R Us.
I know.
I did, too, honestly. I thought it maybe had one more in it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Gabby.
And she deserved to win something.
She did.
Oh, you're volunteering and doing charity work, community service.
No good deed,
gonna
right?
Be a marine biologist.
Well, Gabby, we'll how about we hook you up with Gwen Stefani's album? We'll give you a code so you can download it for free. Is that cool?
That's good.
Okay, that sounds great.
I mean, it's not the TV, but at least it's something.
Give her something, Kelly.
It's okay, guys.
I know, but we wanted you to win, Gabby. Thank you for listening, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on for us, Gabby. We'll get you Gwen Stefani's album.
Oh, man.
Man. Working all hard.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks, Al. It's probably your story about your prank. We'll play again in less than an hour. Beat the Bank. It's the last chance to win for the kids with Beat the Bank Kids Edition.
Do it for the kids, bro.
Do it for the kids, bro. And coming up next, it's... My youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. Troy Sivan. Man, he has blown up. Started on YouTube, now you here.
Cool guy.
We'll get to know Troy Sivan, where he came from, what he's been up to, what he's going to be up to.
Yep.
And a couple performances from him, including this song right here, Youth, in the Canal Side Lounge next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we are in the Canal Side Lounge with a good friend of ours. He's got an album right now called Blue Neighborhood. Everybody say hello to Troy Sivan.
Yay! Welcome.
So let's get this straight. You were born in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
and then you were raised in Australia.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So worldly.
You're 20 years old, but I would say you have one of the strongest like fan armies out there.
My fans are very, very excited.
What do they call themselves? Everybody has to be labeled now.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was like Tribal Makers at one point.
Oh, that's pretty good. Tribal Makers.
There was a couple, but they all sort of just like fizzled out.
Yeah.
Cervantes. Like servants?
Servants.
And then you have
them. Savants better, yeah.
There was also Trojans at one point, but like that's a bit.
Trojans.
Trojan men.
Yeah.
Trojans. Yeah, you got a tough name to match
but
with a name.
Your last album, they were the ones that were doing all the footwork for you, right?
100%, yeah. In everything that I do, they're pretty much the ones who are out there, you know, making it all happen for me. And they're smart and they're cool and they're like, they dress well and they're like socially aware and they're just, you know, I spend all day every day, you know, chatting to them and just like really appreciate their
support. Do you remember like the ones that are like when you first started making the videos and getting mm-hmm. online? Do you remember the first ones?
Yeah, no, I still follow them on Twitter and like talk to a lot of them and everything. So, yeah.
That's a smart thing to do. Get in with an artist when they're just starting out.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you owe them.
Well, it's like a lottery.
I like that.
Yeah, because you always have to talk to them when they message you, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So on your time off, I see that you like to take baths and watch Netflix.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I do that, except for the Netflix part. I take baths all the time. What's your favorite bubble bath?
I've been using the Lush bath bombs, but the thing is that I am often just like covered in glitter because of those glitter
Me
ones.
Me too.
And
who would have thought that we would find a celebrity that loves baths as much as Big Al?
And that you can actually like relaxing, indulgent thing.
See, it's so funny because I love spas and I love to relax, but I feel so vulnerable. I hate baths. I can't do it. Yeah. I freak
there's
out.
Also, there's like definitely techniques. Like if it's too if it's too full or too hot, you're gonna like get all sweaty and want to get out in 10 minutes. So yeah, temperature and like water level very important.
What shows are you into right now? What do you watch on Netflix? Like Fuller House?
Celebrity plastic surgeons.
Yeah, I haven't watched Fuller House yet. I want to watch. I'm really excited for Kimmy Schmidt, the second season of that. Uh-huh. I really liked the first season of that. And then I watch a lot of documentaries.
Do you like dark documentaries?
I do like dark documentaries. Yeah.
Crime.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I'm down for whatever, but a lot of documentaries.
Like, what's the documentary we should watch? Troy approved.
You should watch The Imposter.
What's that about?
Oh my god, I can't even tell you. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to ruin it.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, what's
the
premise? I mean,
basically, this like a kid went missing when he was like 8 years old or whatever.
Yes,
and years later he shows up.
There's a TV show about that now called The Family.
Yeah, I think it's based on that. But he comes back and lives with the family for like 6 months, right?
Oh, yep. And it's not him.
But this is the real true story.
No, it's a sealed,
but this is the true story called
true
the
story,
it's called Imposter or The Imposter?
The Imposter.
The Imposter.
The Imposter.
I'm
okay,
so excited you've given me something new to watch.
Yeah.
Because you know this is right up my alley.
It's
yeah.
So good.
I actually have that one on my list. I saw the synopsis on it. Do your parents get weirded out that you like the dark stuff like that?
No, at one point I had to like slow myself down because I was getting like a little bit upset all the time because I was watching such like dark stuff on Netflix. Yeah. But yeah, if I like balance it out, like, you know when you watch something really, really dark and then you're like, I'm going to watch a Pixar movie to like lighten my life up. So I do that sometimes.
Well, we want to keep talking to you, Troy, but would you mind playing a song for us?
Sure.
Yeah, this is the song that Taylor Swift loves so much.
Mm. How'd that happen?
I actually don't know how she found it. I was laughing because before we were talking about wisdom teeth. Yeah. When I got my wisdom teeth out, when I woke up, all I did was brag about how Taylor Swift tweeted me to the nurses.
Because you're still under.
I was like still, I don't like bragging. I don't like, you know, I try to stay super humble and everything like that. But as soon as they like put me to sleep, as soon as I woke up, I was like, did you know that Taylor Swift tweeted to like everybody?
Please tell me you have a video of that.
I think my mom does, yeah.
Oh, mom needs to post
it. It's a go Troye Sivan. Wild is stunning and awesome. Yes, caps lock is necessary here.
That's worth bragging about.
And look out for that video to come out of Troy going, did you know Taylor Swift tweeted me?
All right, yeah, this is wild.
We're trying on not to fall. On the way home, you were trying to wear me down. We're kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out. 'Cause that's still too long to the weekend, too long till I drown in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah, leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could act this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. Hey, you're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break, but I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break, but I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love I could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, yeah, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. Wild, wild, You drive me wild, wild, wild. You drive me wild.
Dang, Troy.
That was stunning and awesome.
That was Taylor Swift is right. Very caps good. Lock needed, by the way.
Yeah.
That was really great.
But and shout out to your band because cool. People may think that's a track because of the sound effects in the back. That was all performed live. Like hit that hey thing again. See?
There you go.
How do you keep yourself so grounded? Because, you know, like Ellen DeGeneres loves you. And I don't know if, like, is she popular in Perth?
Oh, my God, yeah.
She is. Mm-hmm. You guys watch Ellen.
She's popular everywhere, right?
And Jimmy Fallon, that was your first TV performance, right?
Yeah.
In the States? Mm-hmm. You had already done it in Australia?
Actually, I mean, no. I performed on TV when I was, like, a little kid in Australia, but I haven't done a TV performance there.
Who gave the best gift basket? When Ooh, you went question. On their show.
Ellen. For sure. Yeah, I got some really cool stuff from Ellen. I got 5 years of Netflix from Ellen.
Just what? For... Wow. Yeah.
Which is like, that's like half a passport. Like, I don't have to think about that. You know,
5 years.
Next time I have to pay for Netflix, I'm going to be 25, and I'm 20 right now. Like, that seems like a lifetime away to me. So.
Yeah,
it is. Cool.
Did she give you the Ellen underwear?
She did give me the Ellen underwear.
How are those? Are they comfortable?
Super, super, super soft.
Yeah. and speaking of when you were a kid, you did some act. You've done some acting.
Mm-hmm.
You played the young... Hugh Jackman and Wolverine.
I did, yeah.
How'd that go about?
Basically, I was, you know, singing and I started uploading YouTube videos when I was like 12, just trying to, you know, get people to like hear my music or whatever. And a manager found me, but he was a theatrical manager and not a music manager. And so he was like, have you tried acting before? I was like, no. He was like, do you want to? I was like, sure. And it was actually like the first audition that he sent through. I had no idea what I was doing, but My mom and I like put it on tape at home and sent it off. And I ended up getting the part and... started acting.
Not
basically.
A bad first part.
Without even a lesson?
Yeah, no, I didn't have lessons.
That's,
or anything,
you know,
yeah.
People spend years honing their craft and their waiting tables, and he's like, oh,
sometimes
oh,
you just
got
it. Like, well, how'd you go in and you just pretended you were Hugh Jackman or something?
So, yeah, I feel like I winged the whole thing. Like, yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I was so nervous. It was cool because I had to be sick in the movie. Like, my character was sick, and I was shaking from nerves when I was doing it.
Oh,
and so I was like in bed shaking, like super pale just because I was nervous.
You're like, beautiful. Sweating.
Amazing
beautiful
performance.
Troy, do it. He's that's so funny. In character right
that's
now.
That's funny.
So cool. Did you get to meet him?
I did, yeah. I'm not in any scenes with him because I was playing the younger version of him. But yeah, he was so cool.
Yeah.
Such a lovely guy.
And he's a big time in Australia.
He's a great singer too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great singer.
Yeah.
What about you doing a single with Hugh Jackman?
Well, so he did a radio interview in Australia the other day.
Okay.
And they were like, that kid that played you when he was little, now he's got a song on, you know, whatever. And they played it for him. And he's on tour in Australia right now. And he asked, like, if I would come and be on the show or whatever. But I'm
but
away.
You're here.
Oh, you're here. Yeah. Well,
I'm
darn
sorry
it.
We did this to you.
That's all good. No worries.
we may have ruined your career.
Goes, but I'm here.
That was a shot.
before you play Youth for us, because that's the single you're trying to promote right now. Where did those shoes come from, the light-up shoes in the video?
So the
you
girl,
were fascinated with his shoes.
His shoes, he's got strong shoe game.
He has good style.
No,
yeah.
Well, it's not. They weren't mine. They were the girl from the video. She just like brought them to set that day. She ordered them on Amazon.
That's where she found them?
Yeah.
They're so cool.
They make light-up shoes for kids.
I know, but not for – I can't find them my size.
I would have gotten you some in Hong Kong. Everyone had them on. They're everywhere.
You want light-up shoes?
Yeah.
With the rollers on the bottom, too?
No, not the rollers.
Okay.
It's just the full light-up at the bottom.
Wait, like Heelys? You mean Heelys? Like, oh, my God. I wore Heelys for 3 years straight. I had, like, the strongest calves. You have no idea. These muscles were, like, so developed.
Really?
Yeah,
your calves?
It was really awesome.
With the roller skating
the
shoes?
Yeah. Like the –
yeah.
Would you mind playing Youth for us?
Not at all.
What if we run away? What if we left the day? We say goodbye to safe and sound. What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? We let them fall behind and they never found. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours. Tripping on sky, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now forever. My youth is yours. A truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? We're speeding through red lights to paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. Mortal bodies, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now, forever. My youth is yours. The truth so loud you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth, my youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now forever. My youth is yours. The truth so loud you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth, my youth is yours. My youth is yours. My youth is yours. My youth is yours. My youth is yours.
Voice of Lon in the Canal
Side. To hear him sing, but to watch you perform is really fun too.
Yeah, because these are your songs.
I love the way you get
into
it.
Yeah, you have good
it.
Stage presence. Very good. I like that.
What were you going through when you were writing Youth?
Youth was a really fun one to write, actually. Like, I wasn't going through anything super dark. It's probably, like, the lightest song on the album. It was just about realizing, like, again, I often feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. And that's something that I'm at peace with now. And I just feel like, I don't know, I'm really enjoying just, like, how many possibilities it feels like there is. You know what I mean? Not just for me personally. I just think, you know, I'm super grateful that I was born in the time that I was born. You know what I mean? So I can... like authentically and openly and honestly be myself, and that's something that I really, really value. And yeah, I guess in the end of the day, Youth was just about like that feeling and how nice that feeling is, and then the idea of hopefully sharing that with someone else.
Yeah. Can you show us your hidden talent? Because I hear that you can scratch your wrist with the back of your finger, and I'm wondering how that can happen.
Quadruple jointed, dude.
I painted my nails a couple days ago, and now they're chipping so bad.
That actually looks cool. I wish I could do that, but I'm not a star.
Oh, no.
Pinky.
No,
the pinky's folding back.
No.
Do you have any feeling in that finger?
I kind of want you to do it to me. It's really easy. Like, it doesn't...
I won't do it. JC can do it.
So I just push it?
Do you feel it?
Oh, it's so easy!
No, your finger's not going to do that! It. No!
It's so hard.
Mm-mm. It's so hard.
I don't know why.
Wait, like, to
that's
push
what,
it.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Okay. Do you feel that?
Not really, no.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you break your finger or something?
No, all of them are very flexible, but I've like specifically, I used to do it all the time to my pinky.
Boy, you need to go get that checked out.
I can't
remember. My dad had it checked out. It's like,
what'd they say?
So the only thing is, like, I may have this like hypermobility thing where the only potential downside is that like your heart could be a little bit messed up. But I had an ultrasound.
Oh, that's a big, that's a big thing, Troy.
I had an ultrasound.
Might have this weird heart thing going on.
Is just your fingers or is like other body parts?
Can you do the splits? Can you do? You're not flexible everywhere.
No. Just my fingers.
Can you do a handstand or do your fingers bend back?
Do you know what actually became an issue is pressing buttons sometimes. Like I'll go to press a button and like my finger will just bend. Yeah, so
like you
when
can you press forward?
It was like a habit for a while that I would bend my fingers, and then eventually it became like too loose. I mean,
that looks takes you forever to use like a push button phone.
Like
how do you do your phones and stuff.
Wow.
I like that picture you posted the other day on Twitter where you're taking a bathroom selfie and somebody scared you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Who scared? Who was it?
It was just a guy walking into the bathroom.
Random person?
Bathroom. Yeah, so I was taking a selfie because it was like there was green walls and I thought it looked cool. And so I was taking a photo hoping that no one would walk in, and someone walked in and I got such a fright that then like the next photo was this blurred photo of me freaking out.
And you posted it.
Oh, awesome. Like that.
Troy Sivan, your album's called Blue Neighborhood. Follow him on Twitter. It's Troy with an E.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Instagram and all that too?
Yep.
Same name?
Same name everywhere, yeah.
Thank you so much
that
for coming.
Fun.
Thanks for having
me. That's
great.
Thank
you.
Awesome.
Thank you for
you,
dislocating
Troy.
All your fingers. No Give it up for Troy Sivan.
Thanks.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of positive messages about Troye Sivan on the show.
Good.
You can catch the whole interview. Go to kidnation.com. We'll have it all up there for you later on.
It's very different.
You're cool, dude. Yeah. Cool dude. And thank you for everybody letting me know where I can get those light up shoes. The Wish app is where I can get them, apparently. And a lot of kiosks at the mall have them.
Huh, okay.
I'm going to get me some, Al.
Why?
I don't know. I just think they look cool.
You have a child. You have two children.
I do.
Yeah, squat shoes.
You do not.
Squat shoes.
You got to go squat shoes, light up. I'll get in on that.
Yeah. Maybe my wife can surprise me now because my son ruined all my birthday festivities for me.
Really?
Yeah.
He told the surprise. She was planning on playing something big?
Al, I'm raising a snitch. I don't think she was planning anything big, but she was planning something.
A surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess she finished all the planning and all the birthday shopping yesterday. And my son comes in and he goes, "Hey, Papa."
How old is he? Four.
He's four. Okay. And he starts whispering. He goes, "Hey, Papa, I have a secret." I said, "What?"
Well, that's where you messed up. You shouldn't have encouraged him to tell.
Well, I didn't know that it was about me. And he goes, "Mama's throwing you a birthday dinner."
Aww.
And I said, "Oh, I don't think you're supposed to tell me that, Case." And he goes, "Yeah. And Mama got you pants. Aww. And Mama got you a shirt.
Oh.
And it's under my bed."
Oh. Just the info. I mean, detail.
He told me where everything was.
Aren't you disappointed?
I mean.
Or is it too cute to be disappointed?
It was too cute to be disappointed. I mean, it's cool to get surprised, but.
Did you tell Kenzie that he told you?
The good intentions.
Are you telling her now?
Babe, he told me. Yeah, I'm telling her right now. I'm sure she's cool with it because he ruined Christmas for her.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
We're going to go check out Third Eye Blind because they're playing in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go watch them and whatever dinner Kinsey had planned.
All right.
My mother-in-law came in town, so we can get out and about this weekend.
That's cool.
Al, you're going to be hanging out at your new bar, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging out at the new place, hanging out at the old place. I'm singing karaoke in two different cities tonight.
Man.
I'm going on tour, Kelly.
You're like a rock star
now. I have to get a tour bus now.
For real.
It's kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, it's going fairly well. I didn't stay down there very long yesterday, but I went down there just kind of trying to jockey and balance the time and trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. But it's been a long, long week.
I bet.
But thanks to everybody that came out. We sure appreciate it. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
All the people that came out?
Yes.
Any complaints?
No, not really.
Not too bad?
No.
I think everybody's
no.
kind of understanding.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The menu is really small right now because I'm just trying to get people in the habit of cooking and working and just doing this. Way overstaffed for the second night because we were understaffed the first night.
It's better to be overstaffed, I guess. Not for them, but for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Did people that didn't show up the first night try to show up again, or you just never heard from them?
Didn't hear from them. I mean, Kelly, you'd be amazed.
I know, it's the service industry.
It's weird, man.
People come and fill an application. They want to work, and then you call them up. No, probably not. I mean, I don't understand the worst people.
Because, Kelly, you worked as a waitress. Jenna, you worked at a bar once. I worked as a waiter.
I got fired.
When somebody doesn't show up for their shift and then you have to cover what they were supposed to do and then work extra 4 hours.
It messes everything up.
It screws you up.
Yeah. It messes everything up.
I think it depends on... Well, I was at a phase in life, though, when I was a bartender that all my friends would come.
Yeah.
So I'd have, like, $50 tips on a $4 tab and they knew something was up.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. That's a sign. Yeah.
I was looking up my friends.
Yeah, Shady Jenna over there.
That's a sign.
That's
weird. Yeah.
Kelly, you got a date this weekend, or what's going on?
Oh,
wow. Well, that's just putting it out there.
I'm just asking.
I don't.
You don't?
Not chilling?
No, I'm maybe the person that would be taking me out is tied up.
Your Loishin?
Something that rhymes with Loishin.
Maybe he has his kids this weekend. So.
Okay. Not only do we have Giddy Kelly lately, we have Giddy Jenna, too.
Yeah.
Jenna, you going on a date this weekend?
I'm getting a wax and going to a concert.
So, yes.
That's my only two things that I have planned.
If you're getting a wax, you got a date.
No, that's just maintenance.
Oh, okay.
But it's
this has been my week of grooming. Like I told you, nails and tanning and exercise, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you got to be groomed and ready to go at the last.
Just in case.
If you get a date and it's too late, now you got all this stuff.
Like, I feel like I put it out there and it's been in the air and things are going well now.
Right.
So I got to just be like ready. No don't have to get dirty on it. No matter what, you just feel better when you're groomed and put together.
Right.
You have better energy. Yeah. You put on a cuter outfit. You just feel more confident.
Ain't that the truth?
So you're in a better place. So
you feel better when you wear pretty panties.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you got to show them to anybody. You just feel better wearing them.
I feel good when I wear nice underwear.
I do too. I couldn't find any this morning.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any this morning.
Okay.
Any underwear.
Okay. Yeah. Al's trying to tell us he's not wearing underwear. If anybody's not.
You really aren't?
And obvious.
You really are not wearing underwear.
I'm not.
Why is that a big deal?
Because it's just because we like to rewear jeans over and over again.
That's why I'm wearing these little.
I need a guy that never wore underwear.
These loose kind of warm up kind of pants.
Okay, good.
You know,
I'm fine with it.
I'm free flowing.
So you don't mess up your jeans.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's gross, Al.
Nah, whatever.
All good. Yeah. It's all good.
You groom, Al?
Huh?
Oh. All right, let's play.
Okay, this is getting way too personal.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. We're playing Kids Edition this week. And this is the last round for the children.
Uh-huh.
This is what we're looking for this round. We need 12 and under boys.
12 and under boys.
So 12 years old and under. And this is based on the prizes that we have for this round.
Uh-huh.
We figure that boys 12 and under would like these prizes. If you want to play and you're 12 and under and you're a boy, call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your last shot to win Beat the Bank Kids Edition is coming up next. And we'll get to the money on Monday. Don't worry. We got plenty of money for
you. We got you. We got you.
We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Al said teddy bear. Teddy bear is what Big Al said.
Where y'all going?
Al, that was close.
Al.
I said teddy bear.
Okay.
Whoa.
That was close.
Things you want kids might want.
Okay.
Hair extension. Teddy bear. Fake ID.
Fake ID. No.
Child care.
When D's sound like teeth, not a good thing, Al.
We were asking for a 12 and under boy to play this last round of Beat the Bank Kids Edition. We got to respond to this text real quick. Why do you hate girls for Beat the Bank Kids or Beat the Bank?
Yeah, JC.
We did equal opportunity. We did boys and girls. Kelly, am I right?
Yeah, girl just played last time we played.
Yeah. See?
Why do you hate girls?
We don't hate girls. We love girls.
We love girls.
Girls rule. Girls rule.
In fact, girls do rule, Al.
Girls rule. Yeah.
And we do drool as boys. All right, let's meet our contestant.
All right.
Last chance to win here with Beat the Bank Kids. Goes to you, Jordan. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Good.
Good times. What are you up to, Jordan?
What
are you up to?
No, I'm going to school.
Oh, you're in school? Oh, cool, man.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Mm.
So that makes you 9 or 10 years old?
Ten.
10 years old.
My man. Do you have a job?
No.
No. Yeah. Do you have a car?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you will.
These are things to aspire to.
Yeah. Right.
Jobs and cars.
Jordan, what are you hoping is in the toy vault today?
I hope that there's an iPad or Xbox.
Very direct.
Maybe.
A man that knows what he wants.
He's got options. My man's got options.
Maybe.
Hey, well, what's the last thing you got in trouble for, Jordan?
What?
What's the last thing you got in trouble for?
Nothing.
Smart.
You don't get in trouble. Okay.
Yeah. I want to be like Jordan. All right, Jordan, here's how Beat the Bank works. Hopefully that Xbox or the iPad's in there for you.
Hopefully.
We're going to put you inside the vault. The prize is going to be thrown your way. They're going to get better the longer you stay in there. When you hear one you like or you think it's the best one that we're going to have for this round, you yell stop for us. Because if you don't and the vault closes on you, Jordan, you're going to win nothing, man, and we don't want that.
No.
That unfortunately happened last hour with Gabby.
Got to go out like a champ, buddy.
All right. Yeah, we need a winner for the last one, Jordan. You feel good about this, buddy?
Yes.
Good.
Man, a few words. I like them. All right, Jordan. You get to play the last round. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
Kids Edition.
Nerf and Strike Elite Rhino Fire Blaster.
Easy for you to say.
Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
That's pretty cool.
Mongoose Bicycle.
Ooh.
Wii U Game System.
Stop.
Good for you.
Jordan, you just won the Wii U Game System.
How about that?
Yes.
You can go put that in your room and play it all night long, buddy.
Yep, your parents may never see you again.
Yeah. That's all good. Hey, that's pretty good. Jordan, just for fun, do you want to see what else was inside the vault?
Yes.
All right, just to check and make sure you made the right choice.
Why not?
Let's
see.
Backyard Discovery Wooden Swing Set.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
feel good about that, Jordan?
Yes.
Good for you, man. Good for you, bro.
Yeah. Hey, shout out your best friend, Jordan.
Ethan.
All right, Ethan.
Ethan's
are always cool dudes.
Gonna have to get two controllers, right?
Yeah, gonna have to. Gonna have to. If you don't have two controllers, I'll buy you the other one, okay, Jordan? Because you're our last winner. All right, buddy. Enjoy your Wii U. Now, next week, we're getting back to the big money.
Ooh, real monies?
Real monies for the adults, boys and girls.
Okay.
Anybody can play. You can win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank starting on Monday.
Okay.
And we'll play the same way. The money's going to increase, and it could go up to $1,000.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Gwen Stefani's got a new album. This is What the Truth Feels Like. If you were on Twitter last night, you probably noticed that it was trending worldwide.
Really?
Yeah. Letting us know. Our girl's doing all right.
She's my girlfriend-in-law.
Yeah. Now, her new album. You haven't even met Blake. You can't call her your best friend-in-law. It includes singles like Used to Love You, Make Me Love You. Plus, Fetty Wap's on this album. She's got a song with her called Asking For It. Now, we want to hook you up because she said, hey, I'm so happy about my album. I want to hook up Kid Nation. So she sent us a bunch of codes. We will give you free download codes all day today. Just go on the Kid Nation Facebook page. Keep an eye out. Throughout the day, the codes are going to be posted. Once you see those codes, be quick and you can score Gwen Stefani's new album. Thank you to Interscope Records.
Thank you, Interscope.
And thank you, Gwen Stefani, for putting out another album. We missed you. I'm sorry it was under those circumstances. But there's happiness in there.
Sure.
Jenna, real quick, Tara has a question.
Okay.
You were talking about how you get waxed a lot.
Well, I mean, not like excessively.
Tara wants to know, do you wax under your arms as well?
No, I've never tried that.
You haven't?
I haven't tried that. I just shave.
I think that would hurt a little too much.
It does hurt. I know people that do it. The problem with waxing is you have to let hair grow a certain length. So yeah. I know I have plenty of friends that have tried waxing everywhere, you know, legs, arms, all that, body. But you got to let it grow long enough. And I never let my underarm hair grow long enough to need to be waxed. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Because I don't want to be like, you know.
It's good to know.
Yeah. I would let my arm, mine be waxed, I think.
Your armpit?
Yeah, my armpit's unruly sometimes.
Well, man just needs to trim it back a little bit, right?
I try, Kelly, but it's just, it's like it hurts.
Sometimes.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And then it's uneven. Like one side shorter than the other, and then it itches.
Do you really pay attention that your armpit hair is uneven?
I do.
When you're posing
you
with your hands above. Exactly. You're doing
time.
The Beyonce armpit pose?
Yeah, for the wife.
Oh.
You know. Come on, Al. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't pose for my girlfriend.
You don't pose for your girlfriend?
No.
Well, then you should.
No.
You definitely.
Might spice things up a little bit, Al.
It would.
She knows. Yeah. She knows what all this is
I bet you, Dr. Girlfriend sitting there listening going, yeah, he should. Give me a little pose
everyone
action.
Everyone should. Yeah, everyone should take care of themselves a little bit.
No, a little sexy for
take him? Care of it. I'm like, sitting around like, hey, baby, look at this.
Give him a little sexy. Let's add, Nick is in studio with us right now. Producer
yeah,
Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
please
Nick.
Change subject. I hate armpits. I hate them.
I know
them
you do. That's why I wanted to ask
with
you.
The passion.
We but all have them.
I know, but there's something about armpits.
No, but there's hot armpits.
I'm fine. Like, I'm fine with potty humor. I'm fine with everything, but something like armpits.
Yeah.
For some reason, just.
So is your wife not allowed to show her armpits?
Never. You had to keep them covered at all times.
Really?
Always. Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
What no if she, what if she picks her arm up? To
oh, I
you?
Can't look. No.
Oh, yeah, I can see
her. The moment's ruined. Then.
Yeah. That's funny.
I kind of like them.
Yeah.
Armpits?
Well, it depends. It's
like, now that we're
right.
talking about it, I'm like, I kind of like armpits. Because I like to lay in a guy's, like, I like to lay on that part of him.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
that's
I like,
where the pheromones
I like to
come.
Fit right in the chest and the
yeah,
armpit.
Yeah, but it's more on the upper part, not
yeah,
the pit.
Yeah, the shoulder.
Yeah,
like
yeah the
hip.
Shoulder rest.
I mean, I don't mind.
But that's where our pheromones come
like
out of.
I like the smell. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That must be what it is.
Like after a long day of working and you get home and
take
you
take a shower.
I like
that's
it.
That's when they smell the worst.
Yeah, take a shower, then hug up.
I like your musk.
Yeah. So, Nick, you're in studio with us right now because while we were on vacation last week, you were here hard working.
Mm. Yes, and we had a really busy day. We talked to Sacha Baron Cohen. We played that earlier this week.
Yeah.
We talked to Meghan Trainor.
Yep.
We heard that earlier this week. And we also talked to Ken Jeong, the guy from The Hangover, and he's got a new show on ABC. called Dr. Ken. A lot of people don't know he's a real doctor.
I did not know that.
But this isn't a reality show.
It is not. It is a sitcom loosely based on his life.
Okay.
And
so he could technically still practice medicine and be an actor if he wanted to.
He could. And you're going to hear a little bit of him talking about that here in a second.
Really?
But yeah, it's really, you know, this guy that plays this crazy, loud, offensive character in The Hangover is a real doctor, is very smart.
Okay.
And decided to get into stand-up after med school and get into acting.
Wow. So it's you, it's Nick, with Justin and Elena.
Yep.
Interviewing Ken Jeong.
Mm-hmm. And we start talking about how he's a doctor in real life and on TV.
All right.
Interesting, because you're a doctor and you're also a comedian, and they say that laughter is the best medicine.
I don't subscribe to the Patch Adams motto of, like, walking around in a clown outfit saying, you got herpes, but I got your nose. I don't do that.
Now, Dr. Ken, you're still a licensed doctor, right?
Yeah, but I don't practice anymore. It's
I gotcha.
Keepsake.
What do you have to do to keep your medical license up to date?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. You have to, like, watch some continuing medical education videos or seminars to kind of keep it renewed every 2 or 3 years. So that's what that entails. Oh, and about $2,500.
That too.
You got that now.
Do you ever have people on set that are like, hey, listen, like a busy day, could you check out this mole? I just don't have time to get in.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Do you treat
people
them?
Come up to me with medical advice. Yeah. I mean, my favorite memory is I was in Hangover 2. I was in Bangkok, and one of Ed Helms' best friends had really bad food poisoning. We're filming Hangover 2 in the seedy strip joint in Bangkok, and I'm in the Mr. Chow outfit, like, saying the dirtiest things imaginable, saying, ah, Stupin, and Ed gives me his cell phone and go, oh my, I said, Stupin, oh, is this Chris? Oh my goodness, are you allergic to Cipro? Because I think you need to go to the ER right now. I had to go back in the accent to normalize the situation. Like, ah, Stupin, I had to go back.
How handy to have you around, though.
And speaking of Hangover, we are going to Vegas.
We are.
We would want to know if you've got any tips or if there's something that we must see when we go to Vegas.
I was actually just there with the writers a week ago.
Well, if you want to come with us, let me know.
Okay. Oh, sure. I'll meet you at the airport. I'll pick you up. I'm Uber Zoo. I pick up every morning zoo guy.
I'll
pick you guys up. No problem. It's a special fee, and it's a stretch limo.
Right. Oh, I deserve that.
Yeah, only the best. Only the best for Kid Craddock. So, and we were at the Bellagio. We had a good time. But I really don't, I mean, honestly, I really don't, I haven't gotten, it's hard for any of the Hangover guys to really get out and explore Vegas, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet.
It's kind of hard.
And so you got your great episodes of Dr. Ken every Friday on ABC. And I gotta ask about one of your upcoming projects, Killing Hasselhoff. Now, the title alone intrigues me, and I also saw that Justin Bieber is gonna be in it with you too. What's going on here? What's the story behind Killing Hasselhoff?
We're still in post production about it of the movie. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of like my first lead in the movie, and Hasselhoff is an icon, and he is really one of the people don't know how amazingly talented he really is. I mean, he's a Shakespearean, classically trained actor. I mean, people don't realize that. And he's the real deal. He is so funny in this movie and just steals every scene. But it's still in post-production. And, yeah, Justin Bieber had a bit of a cameo at the end. So
hey,
kinda crazy.
Good job. Beautiful.
I know. That might be my favorite combo of people, Justin Bieber and Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
Oh, they're really good friends in real life. So
really?
Because he came because of Hasselhoff. They're really good friends.
Oh, wow.
Any chance you can swing bringing Justin Bieber onto Dr. Ken for me?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's part of the Uber Zoo package.
Yes.
All right.
That right there is Nick, producer Nick, part-time Justin and Elena with Ken Jeong.
Very cool.
From The Hangover. I admire that guy because he will do anything for a laugh.
He will. He'll go there. He'll do the dirtiest joke possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, go treat someone on set, treat their medical condition if they want to. I mean,
like he covers both.
And we'll post more of it on KidNation.com, our interview with him a little bit later today. And he was just so nice.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Very sweet. So, yeah, he's this kind of dirty guy in some of the movies and stuff, but he's a very nice
guy. Doesn't it make you feel good when you interview a person that you've watched on the screen and then you actually get to meet them, whether it's in person or even on the phone?
Right.
You're like, you're really cool. I'm very happy.
Right, because sometimes people come
in. That is cool, Al.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're very kind of aloof, not really into the interview. Yeah, they're just going through the motions. But he seemed very warm and welcoming. And it was really nice.
He really was. Now, Nick, you help, you know, bring in the guests to our show, whether they call or they come in. Who do we have coming in studio soon?
Well, we did just get some exciting news. I know JC is going to be very excited about this.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Your little boy crush, Glenn Powell from Scream Queens.
First of all, little boy crush, no.
Well, big boy
man crush?
Big boy crush.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out in a few weeks. Everybody wants some. It's the spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused, the McConaughey cult classic.
Ooh.
So he's going to come in. So you get.
Awesome.
I don't know if anyone else is going to be able to talk. It's just going to be JC and Glenn.
Yeah, right.
Making eyes at each other.
Maybe we should all leave the room and turn the lights down low.
No, that's the homie. I want you guys to meet my new best friend.
We'll just sit here and watch his career continue to blossom.
Can you guys not bring that up to Glenn?
How can we not?
Can we not? Because sometimes, you know, we all say things that we, you know, are embarrassing.
Who's better looking, you or him?
Him.
So he's a babe.
That was quick.
No, he's better. He's the one that's in movies. I'm not in movies.
You were in a
movie. Doesn't mean you're automatically better looking.
Yeah, there's ugly people in movies.
It's called character actors.
My wife's here. I think we could ask her.
Okay.
Okay, bring Kinsey in here real quick.
Hey, Kinsey.
Ask her what, who's better looking?
Yeah, oh, no, because she'll be honest.
No, she won't.
She'll be honest. I just got to sit down with this artist who's blossoming before our eyes.
Thank you.
My wife's here.
Hi, Kinsey.
Good morning.
Hi, babe.
So, Kinsey, we know that you have gotten the chance. What, it was a few weeks back, maybe a month ago, and you actually got to meet Glenn Powell, and JC's obsessed with him?
I'm not obsessed. We're just friends.
We went down to his house.
Yeah, we did. Speaking the mic. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to...
Oh, he's so forceful. Speaking the mic.
Hey, woman. I want to make sure that our audience can hear her. I'm going to ask you a question, and you could be completely honest. My feelings won't get hurt.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Because JC's already told us his answer, and we want to see if your answer matches his.
Okay.
My wife's here because she brought me cupcakes for my birthday.
It was very sweet.
And the kids.
Alan Kelly forgot.
It's tomorrow.
First of all, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whatever, you have a weekend birthday. We ignore weekend birthdays.
Hey, I'm growing up now. I didn't make it my birthday week, Kelly.
I have an alert in my phone, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
Okay,
yeah.
Ask
Okay, babe. Here's a question.
Okay.
To my wife. Who is better looking, me or Glenn Powell?
So hard to decide, but I mean, you are because you're Mexican.
Kinsey loves Mexicans.
I asked the wrong girl.
Oh, you Mexican.
But he is really cute.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Kinsey? She wanted to be Mexican so bad that she not only married one. Now that she has a last name Chavez, when they ask her on forums, are you white, black, Hispanic, she checks Hispanic.
Kelly, this is a
true
story.
More breaks that way.
She went to the store the other day, and the security guard stopped her because you know how they check your ticket sometimes?
Yeah.
Not every time. They let some people go through. They stopped her to check her ticket, and she goes, babe, I was so mad because they were profiling.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.